We started last time a discussion of the Rambam. And we discussed the Rambam speaks about the Maila of an Oved Me'ava as opposed to an Oved Me'ira. When a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Ahava, that highest level, Oved Me'ava, Oso HaEmes of Neshu Emes. And we also discussed the person who is Oved Me'ira, a lower level of Avodas Hashem. Tonight, I want to discuss what Ava and Yira are according to the Rambam. These are not to be confused with being Oved Me'ava and Oved Me'ira, but Ava and Yira according to the Rambam. So we begin with the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, a very, very famous Rambam. Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Beis Aleph. Everyone have a source sheet? Yeah? Okay. So the Rambam tells us, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Hakel, Hanichbad, Hanora, Hazeh, Mitzvah, Le'ova, Uliroso, Shenemar, V'yahavtos, Hashem, Elokecha. It's a mitzvah to love and to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the pasuk says, "V'yahavtas Hashem Elokech." B'nemar as Hashem Elokech atira. V'ha'ech. The Rambam asks us now in Halacha Beis. V'ha'ech hi aderech l'havos of yira. So we have a mitzvah sasei, and in fact, the Rambam counts both of these as a mitzvah sasei: the mitzvah of Ava and the mitzvah of Yira. You might think they're just nice fluffy concepts, but the Rambam actually counts these as mitzvos in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam asks, "V'ha'ech hi aderech l'havos of yira." How does one achieve this level of Ava and Yira? Bishoshi is bonin adam b'maisav ubruav haniflaim. When a person meditates upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim and his bruim, how would we translate that? His actions, things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and his creations. Haniflaim agedolim v'yira mehen chachmoso. And he sees in them HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma. She'en lo erech v'lo ketz. And they have no bounds. The chachma, infinite chachma. Miyad, immediately. Hu oev hu mishabeach hu mifar. He immediately loves and praises Hashem. Hu mit'aveh taiva gedola leida Hashem agadol. And he is overcome by a tremendous passion and urge and desire to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. K'mosh amar David, Samanafshi lelokim lekelchai. Like David HaMelech said, my soul yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kishim echashev b'dvarim ha'elu. Atzman, when a person really thinks about the miyad hu nirta l'achorav yifachid, v'yodeya shu bria ketana shvela afela, omedes b'das kalam u'uta l'fnei t'mim dayin. So we'll get there in a second. So the Rambam tells us, what's the proper way to achieve love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you do? What's the recipe for loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Study what?
Study his actions.
Let's get more specific. Study what?
His actions and his...
Creations. So give me another word for that.
Science.
Nature. What are his actions? The things that he does in the world. What are his creations? Us.
Everything
in the world. And he says if you look at them and you look into them, and you're overcome by the intricacy and by the sophistication, and you have a burning desire to know more and to know more. This is a lot what the Rambam said last time we learned, when we said, Kafia Deya Tia Ava, that love is always bound up with knowledge. The more you know something, the more you love it. And the more you love it, the more you want to know. And the more you know, the more you love. And the more you love, the more you want to know. It's a continuous relationship. But amazingly, the Rambam tells us here in Mishnah Torah, how does one engender that love? You study science. You study nature. You look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And we don't have to go through, you can open up any English Kirov book, will tell you about, you know, the structure of the eye, or the structure of the orange, and how deep it is, and how it all works out, and you'll see the depth and the beauty, and this will be the push for studying science, and studying biology, and understanding deeper and deeper. This Rambam. Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. When people say, oh, the Rambam is very big in studying science, and understanding Hashem, and that, it's this Rambam right here. This is what the Rambam tells us. The way we love Hashem, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Gimel is by studying and understanding the world. Let's take a look at how the Rambam presents it in two other Sfarim that he wrote. We discussed last week a bunch of his Sfarim and when he wrote them. The Mishnah Torah he wrote in the middle of his life. Let's take a look at Sefer HaMitzvos that he wrote earlier in his life. Now remember, Sefer HaMitzvos was written in which era? Which There we go. In which Arabic? In which language was it written? That's right, Arabic. It was written in Arabic. We said it was written in Hebrew letters, but it was written in Arabic. The Hamitzvah Shlishis. So we can't be always be Medaik 100%. But this is the Masorah. We have this Rambam, so we can be Medaik. But we'll keep it in mind. Hamitzvah Shlishis, he should tzivanu l'ohavo yisala. To love him. V'zeh, how do you do this? Shinis bonein. You think deeply. V'naskil, seichel. Use your mind. With what? Mitzvosav. Ma'amarav upi'ulosav achinisigehu, until we get a clear perception of Hashem. What does the Rambam here tell you to look into? He said three things. Three nouns that you should look into. Nouns, I guess. His what? His commandments. His statements. What do you think that might refer to? Torah. Upi'ulotav. And his actions. This is a very different perspective all of a sudden if we're really being medayik in the Rambam. For the Rambam of Mishnah Torah, it was all about science and about looking at the world. All of a sudden, or before that, the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, two out of three are very Jewish oriented all of a sudden. Mitzvos and Torah. Third is Sefer Mor Nevuchim. What does he tell us in Chelek Shlishi, Perek Nun Beis? Hadeos asher limadetanu haTorah. To really understand Hashem and His unity, His divine unity. If you learn these things well, you understand God's existence, a little philosophy, then you'll have true love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know how much the Torah stresses Ava. We know how much we are pushed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do you get this? Ha'ava tagia b'deos ha'Torah. The way that you will accomplish Ava is by what? Deos ha'Torah. By understanding and learning Torah. So it's funny, if we had a very superficial understanding of the Rambam, which we probably do, we probably would have said, well, in the Mor Nevuchim, I'm sure he talks about nature. And in Mishnah Torah, you know, that's like his big halachic work, like the one written for everybody, you know, Mor Nevuchim is like his philosophic work. So there he says science and nature. Mishnah Torah, like Bechori, that's where he would write about learning Torah. In fact, it's completely the opposite. In Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam says, the way you have Ava is by studying Torah. Psh, that's it. In Mishnah Torah, he says, you know how you have Ava? Study science. And it's only in the Sefer HaMitzvos where the Rambam seems to be talking about Torah and science. So it's just very interesting. Just Stam, Ha'ara, how the Rambam presents things in the different Sfarim. However, the common denominator between all three Sfarim is very simple. If we seek to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we want to understand how great and how powerful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we want to love Him, the way that we do that is by understanding everything about Him that we can. How perfect and intricate the Torah is, how amazing nature is and science. All of these things, the common denominator is seek out to understand God better. Ahavas Hashem. Again, we're not talking about serving out of Ahava. That's what we spoke about last week. That was doing it for purely pure reasons of Osa Emes, Neshu Emes. Today we're speaking about how do I engender love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do I develop my love of Hashem? And the way you do it is by using your brain. Studying HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seeking to understand Him on a deeper level. How do you do that on a practical level? So we can look at some other Sfarim that expand upon this a little bit on a practical level. The first Sefer we're going to look at is the Sefer HaSmag. And we're going to introduce you to the Smag now because we're not going to have an independent share on the Smag. The Smag was Rav Moshe of Kutzi. Rav Moshe of Kutzi. Kutzi was a city. So Rav Moshe Mikutzi was one of the Bali Tosos. And he wrote a Sefer called the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol. The way that he wrote the Sefer is actually quite fascinating. He writes in his Hakdama that he had a dream. He traveled to Spain to give Musar to the masses there. And he decided to write a Sefer on all the mitzvos. The Smag, you should know, was a very, very popular Sefer. In fact, you may not have ever noticed it, but in your Gemara, you have little letters throughout the Gemara. That you probably did notice. And what is that letter? You probably call that the Rambam letter. The Ein Mishpat, Ner Mitzvah. You go up on top and you see where it's quoted in the Rambam. You might not have noticed that it doesn't only tell you where it's quoted in the Rambam. It also tells you where it's quoted in the Tor. But it also tells you where it's quoted in the Smag. Next time you look at that Rambam letter, take a look up there. You'll see the smog is mentioned. And you're probably thinking, that's funny, I never looked at a smog in my life. He's up there with the Rambam and the Tur, and the smog was a major, major sefer psak in Ashkenaz. Now the smog, also just that you know, because if you start reading through smogs, like you should, if you start reading through smogs, so you'll see that he oftentimes seems to be quoting the Rambam, which he is. The smog was very heavily influenced by the Rambam. Perhaps the first of the Bali Tosfos to be majorly influenced by the Rambam. There were other Bali Tosfos who quoted the Rambam before him, but the smog was very heavily based on the Rambam. So if you take a look in the smog, in Mitzvah Gimel again, this is our mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So he tells us, how should you, on a more practical level, how should one go about pondering nature? So he says, Yachshov Belibo Atovos Ashalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kfar. You should think about all the Tovos She'asalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem did for him. He was Barohu Mitipa Srucha V'choneneu B'chachma. He created you. It's amazing if you think about it. You're created out of one small little piece of Zera. He formed you B'chachma Barabo Nikavim Nikavim. This is paraphrasing a little bit. U'michut Asalo Nikve Einayim. He created you eyeballs, eye sockets. Eyes, lahabitu lirosbahem, in order that you could see. Asalo afapayim, what are those?
Eyelids.
Why? La'atzom enof, in order that you can close your eyes sometimes. Velishon, in order that you can sleep. How are you going to get all that dark out if you want to sleep? Hashem created little blinds that you can close your eyes with. Shlo lahabi para, you can also not look at inappropriate things. You can close your eyes. Or it's something that's disgusting, you don't even want to see it. Something disgusting, you see some roadkill on the side of the road and you want to look away. Isn't it amazing? Hashem created for you your own little blinding system. Some basar al atzamos. Did you ever think about the fact that he put meat, he put fat on your bones? Kedei l'chamem kor ha'atzamos? Or else you'd be very, very cold all the time. Hashem put fat, a little layer to cover your bones. Asalo lechem yisabev l'moach. He put a membrane around your, or a liquid around your brain in order to protect your brain, kadesh lo yidbashu hamach, in order that it doesn't dry out. Asalo saros harosh, he put hair on your head, because guess what? On your head, there's no fat there. How are you going to keep your brain warm? So he put hair on your head. L'chameim harosh lo yidkarer, al ki ein lo basar ben ha'or ben atzama gogos. You don't have fat up there. Asalo saros hazakein, this is an interesting one. Why do you give you a beard? In order that you don't get mistaken for a woman. Now you have a beard, unless you're in the circus, obviously. But if you're not hanging out in the circus, so you have a beard, and people are able to distinguish you from a woman. And the smog, I only cut out around 4 or 5 lines. The smog has like a column and a half, going through different parts of your body that you could think about and to realize the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does he say in the end? U'mikol minei ezer, look at how many things he did for you. Ta'ich yachol adam anivzev anichol lasos mitzvos kol kach shuchol ligmo atovo shasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo. Can you possibly ever do enough mitzvos in your life to repay him for all the tremendous things that Hashem did for you? So the smog gives us some very specific examples how we can follow the Derech HaRambam. The smog is another sefer that we're going to not really have so much time to get into. The smog was written by Rav Yitzchak of Korbil, another one of the Bali Tosfos, the next generation after the smog. The smog is the sefer mitzvos gadol. Anyone want to guess what the smog is? Sefer mitzvos katan, right? Very good. You guys are sharp. So a Sefer Mitzvos Katan. And in there, he's a very, very short version of all the mitzvos. He writes with much confidence, and he even writes in his Hakdama that he thinks that it's wise for every community to make copies of this Sefer and give it out to everybody in the community, because it's an excellent way. He breaks it up into days of the week. You can chazer all 613 mitzvos every week. And he writes each mitzvah with a little bit of halachos. It's a fascinating read. You'd spend a lot of time if you had to do this every week, the Sefer, because, you know, he has like 30 pages on Birchas HaMazon. But it's a very, very beautiful Sefer with lots and lots of gems in it. Short little pieces, but lots of gems. Most of them are not that long. And he tells us a little bit different. He tells us what can we think about, not about aspects of our creation. Look on the second line. He says that first of all, Hashem created you, and then he gave you food and clothing, and so many things that you can't count. And he goes through different things. He says, think about all the people who live life in a much more harder conditions than you do. Think about how thankful you should be for the way Hashem created you. Here, we're not focusing on the body and about the chachma of your body, but we're thinking, speaking more about circumstantial things, about your general life that Hashem provided for you. Rabbeinu Peretz, of the famous Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. So Rabbeinu Peretz wrote Haggaos on many things. And he also wrote Haggaos on the Smach, just to give you an example of how popular the Sefer was. If Rabbeinu Peretz writes Haggaos on your Sefer, you know you've done pretty well. So Rabbeinu Peretz wrote Haggaos on the Smach. And I didn't put it here, but he adds other things you could think about. Think about the family you were brought up in, and think about how Hashem gave you a mind, and how your mind works, and you're able to use it in order to understand Him. All of these Rishonim are trying to focus your attention on Hakaras HaTov. Because by thinking about Hakaras HaTov, is one of the ways that we'll be able to engender love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's fascinating. I've seen in some Sfarim the suggestion that this explains to us very well the structure of Tefillah. If you notice, we have Pesukei Zimra. I'm sure you've noticed it. We have Pesukei Zimra before we daven, before we get up to Shacharis. We have Pesukei Zimra. And what are we saying in Pesukei Zimra? What's the tochen? What's the content of Pesukei Zimra? Most of it is recounting the wonders of creation and Hashem's interaction with the world. Why do we do this? Is this a form of praise? So you might think so. Pesukei Zimra sounds like the Pesukim of praise. But I've seen in certain Sfarim it's suggested that the purpose of Pesukei Zimra is not just to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, stop, let me warm up and do some praise, you know, get all the muscles going in order so that I can daven properly. Right. That's not the purpose of Pesukei Zimra. The purpose of Pesukei Zimra is not to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's to remind ourselves of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us and for the world. Why? In order to build up our love. Why? So that we could say properly what? Like before. Shema. Because what's Shema? You're going to be accepting upon yourself love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do that properly? Well, first you have to go through the process. You have to recount the things. You have to go in depth to think about all of the things. So we're seeing that love comes through two avenues at least. One is through in-depth study, and then one is through chazara of that study. Going over it and internalizing it, reminding yourself of it. This is Avas Hashem. What's Yiras Hashem, according to the Rambam? So, let's go back to that Yisodei HaTorah that we were reading in the very beginning. So we said that a person's going to look into the world and he's going to be overcome by a tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's pick it up from the middle. U'kishimechashev b'dvarim ha'elu. Right, up until now, what happened? You were la-di-da in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You started to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and you had this tremendous desire to get to know Him more. You're running towards Him. Outstretched arms. You want more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then all of a sudden, what are we told? When you start to think about these things, miyad, what's your immediate reaction? Hu nirta l'achorav. He jumps back. V'yifached. V'yodeya shehu bria ketana. Shvela fela, you realize that you're insignificant, that you're small. Omedes bedas kala, you're very weak-minded. Meuta lefnei tmim deos, in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, kaviyacho. Kimosh amar David, like David HaMelech said, ki era shamecha, when I look up to your heavens, maisa etzba osecha, the handiwork of your fingers. Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, I'm overcome with this feeling of insignificance. Who is man that you remember him? How beautiful. Ulefia dvarma elu, the Rambam continues, now that you understand Ava and Yira, so now we can go on and I explain to you Kol HaTorah Kula. Because you need to understand this to understand properly. It's the very beginning of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the foundations of the Torah. So it's very interesting. How does the Rambam define fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Fear, he says, is this feeling of insignificance, of realizing how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It sounds like it's a tremendous thing. In fact, it almost seems like it's the goal. What does the Rambam tell us? The Rambam first tells us, love Hashem, and then immediately you're overcome by a feeling of fear. It almost sounds like the purpose of the love is to get to the fear. In this Rambam here, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be the goal. However, you'll remember that we learned the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. I put it on the sheet here. And what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says a person who's connected to the derech of Oved Meira, take a look on the back of the page, this is not a maila, the ein ovdim Hashem al derech zeh, ela ame haaretz, v'hanashim v'aktanim, Shemecharken osam la'avod miyira. So here we know, yes, the Rambam here is talking about how we serve Hashem out of fear. But certainly fear here is on a totally different plane than Ava. Fear is a very, very low thing. Yet by us in Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam speaks about fear as this ultimate goal. After Ava, what do you experience? Fear. So what is fear? Is fear positive? Is fear negative? Are we trying to serve Hashem out of fear? Are we not trying to serve Hashem out of fear? Is fear a good thing to be feeling when we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it a goal? Are we trying to fear God? Or are we not trying to fear God? And it's Pashit that there are two different types of fear. The first type of fear, which is a much lower level fear, that's the one that's called the approach of the Ame Haaretz and other members of society. The Rambam says, what is that? What kind of fear? That's called what we call Yiras Ha'onesh, fear of punishment. A person who's scared of God because God has got this big whip in Shemayim and he's going to pot you if you don't behave properly. There you go. Thank you for the sound effects. So that fear is called Yiras Ha'onesh. And that is a low level of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not something that we're striving for. It might be the first step, but it's not the ultimate goal that comes after Ava, that the Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Yiras Ha'onesh is a low level, a lower level, fear of sin. Now obviously, part of our growth as B'nai Torah, we have to first pass that plateau. Many people don't even fear God at all. They sit there on Yom Kippur, and they're not focusing at all on davening. They're not scared of Hashem at all. They don't think that Hashem holds in His hands, Kavi Yochel, the ability to kill and the ability to give life. They don't fear God at all. It's certainly not a good level at all to be on. But if we're speaking about ideal forms and connecting on the highest level, so fear of Onesh is on a lower level. But it's an important first step. However, there's a higher level of fear. A higher level of fear, this is the fear that the Rambam's talking about, not in Hilchos Tshuva, but in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, where the Rambam says it's the culmination of Ava. After having Ava, you're overcome by a sense of fear. And fear is the wrong word to be using. We should really be saying yira, because the yira that a person experiences after a tremendous Ava experience is an awe. And this is what we call yiras haromimus, awe of the romimus, of the greatness. These are two very important terms that you should be aware of. Yiras haonesh and yiras haromimus. Yiras haromimus doesn't mean fearing God, standing in the corner trembling because God is going to punish you. Yiras haonesh means standing in the presence of awesomeness. I don't know about you, and this might sound a little cheesy, but I know for myself that if you're standing in front of a beautiful sunset on the precipice of the Grand Canyon, or you're out in the middle of a field and it's pitch black and you see all the stars in front of you and a shooting star shoots across the sky, you all of a sudden get a feeling of nitzchis. Nitzchis means eternality, eternity. Greatness that goes beyond this world. Every once in a while, I hate to sound so cultured, but if you're listening to a beautiful piece of music, and the music is just, you know, you have those noise-canceling $300 Boss, is that how you pronounce them? Boss? Bose headphones on. And you can't hear anything. The buildings are crashing beside you, you can't hear anything. And you just hear the music, and the bass is shaking your entire room. And it's just a beautiful piece of music. If you're a music person, so it stirs something within you. You feel like you're connecting to greatness for a second. Lahavdil. You're moved by something. It's even if you're an amazing skier and you're just ripping through the mountain, you feel a sense of greatness, of shleimus. Now, I'm not saying that that's where we should be feeling our shleimus necessarily, but a person can connect through certain experiences to a feeling of greatness. And Lahavdil, this is a small little speck of what Yiras HaRomimus is. It's standing someplace and feeling, holy cow, that was just a mind-altering experience just now. I'm standing before something, I'm connecting to something that is so much greater than who I am and what I am. And this is a little bit of an element of Yiras HaRomimus. And it takes time to train the mind. This is probably why we're told, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, Yiras HaRolamus, real Yiras Hashem, comes as a chachma. It's something that needs to be developed. You can't just wake up one morning, look at a beautiful painting and say, wow, that's nice. And be awestruck. When you understand painting, and you understand colors, and you understand what it means to paint, and perspective, and all those terms that you learn that you don't remember now about how to look at different angles of pictures, and all of those different things, when you understand that, it comes together, then you might have even felt this way when you've learned the sugya, and if you have, you know it's a tremendous feeling. When you really learn the sugya so well, you don't even have to think anymore. Everything's just flowing and everything's connecting and you understand, do we say Motzim Lecha Barai or do we say Shtach B'Yodi My Boy? Everything's working out and you understand everything and all of a sudden, there's a tremendous experience of greatness. And when you have a perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Yiras HaRoimus, fortunately I can't claim to have such a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what it means is to have that awesome experience. And this is the beginning of Yiras Shamayim. There's one other type of yira which we'll mention quickly, and that's yira sachet. Yira sachet means fear of sin. Not fear of punishment, but fear of sin. What is fear of sin? I think what it means, I didn't see a direct hagdara of this, but it's just something from my own experience that I want to classify in its own category, yira sachet, is when a person fears what sin does to them. In other words, I'm not worried about the punishment per se, but I know what happens when I do this particular sin. I know where it puts me. You know, I'm back there. I'm feeling that. I'm back in that low place again. And I know what sin does to me. I know how it drags me down. I know I could be so great and that when I sin and I'm back in the sin again, I know, oh man, I'm back here again. I fear what sin does to my soul. Not forget the punishment, whether I get punished or not. I fear the sin itself. These are all different types of yira. And all of these together are included in what we call yira shamayim. Love of Hashem is something that's very, very hard to achieve. Avas Hashem is something that's very hard. But we can all connect and should desire connect on some level to Yiras Shamayim. It's a basic cheshbon of humility. When a person realizes how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so a person realizes that he needs to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiras Shamayim means, just for us, it means basic humility. Basic realization of who you are, how vulnerable you are, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Elchanan Wasserman writes in one of his Sfarim, Kovetz Mamorim, a very beautiful pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us at the end of Koheles, Sof davar hakol nishma, es Elokim yirav es mitzosav shamor, ki zeh kol ha'adam. When it comes down to it, Sof davar hakol nishma, es Elokim yirav, a person should fear Hashem, ki zeh kol ha'adam. Rav Elchanan's Mendaik, what does it mean, ki zeh kol ha'adam? What you see is that Yiras Shamayim is not just another maila. Oh, he's got good midos, he doesn't speak Lashon Hara, and he has Yiras Shamayim. But kizeh kol ha'adam, this is part of the definition of who you are. If you don't have Yiras Shamayim, you're not just lacking a midah, you're lacking in your etzem definition of who you are. This is the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, famous Gemara, that b'shosh shemachnisen adam ledin, they ask you questions when you get up to Shamayim. The first one they ask you is, did you conduct your business in an honest way? First question I ask you. Did you conduct business honestly? Second question. Did you set aside time for learning Torah every day? These are important questions that they ask you when you get up to Shamayim. And yet, after all of this, what does it say? V'afilu hachi. I yiras Hashem hi otzaro in ilo lo. If a person has Yiras Shamayim, so then, it all counts. And if he doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, he could have answered all of those questions properly. They might have asked him, did you conduct business properly? And he said, yes. Were you kovei itam Torah? Yes. But if the answer is, did you have Yiras Shamayim? And the answer is no. So it's all for naught. If a person doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, he's missing the basic building blocks of what it means to be a person. And again, basic Yiras Shamayim means to be modest, to be humble. This is the basic building blocks of what it means to be a person. I'll end with one last vort, and then very quick suggestions, then we'll end with that. We're told, we say in Uvol Etzion, V'yosim b'libeinu avosu v'yiroso, leman lo nagia larik. Hashem should place within us ava and yira of Him, because if not for this, leman lo niga larik. Our efforts shouldn't be for nothing. And Rav Shmuel Rozovsky writes that you see from here that we ask Hashem for Ava and Yira, because without them, all of our striving, what does that mean, all of our striving, all of our business deals? It means all of our Avodas Hashem is larik, it's nothing. A person can be the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, and if he's lacking in Yira Shamayim, so he's got nothing. Because it's the basic building blocks of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. Rav Moshe of Evro will mention one last of the Bali Tosfos. Rav Moshe of Evro, his essay that he wrote is brought down in the Kolbo, Sefer Kolbo. If you read it, I put it on the Makoro sheet here, you'll see it sounds strikingly similar to the Geras HaRamban, although Rav Moshe of Evro lived before the Ramban. And you'll take a look at what he says here, and he suggests 10 things that a person should do that will help him have Yira Shamayim. So I'll mention them to you, just because these are important things that you should try to work on in order for your Yira Shamayim. Number one, he says to act with humility. Number two, to respect others. Number three, to try to always be cognizant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Number four, always remind yourself that you're an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number five, keep your voice low. Don't always talk so loud. Don't always make a scene. Number six, to try to learn Torah as much as you can. Number seven, to try to do tshuva whenever you can, to think about what you haven't done properly and try to work on yourself. Number eight, to try to have kavana when you daven. Number nine, to think before talking, before you put something in your mouth, before looking at something, just to think, is this really beneficial for me what I'm about to do? And, drum roll, number 10, to distance yourself from leitzanim. Distance yourself from people who scoff and mock things that are really important and things that are serious.